A little taste of Rashi. It says at the beginning of the parasha, after Moshe tries to convince Paro once again to let them go, and Paro is a little bit willing to let them go, but he says, I'll only let the men folk go, not the women and not the children. You don't have any need for them because you're trying to do korbanot. You don't need women and children for that. And Moshe says, no, everybody's going. B'nareinu, b'skenenu, b'vaneinu, b'vnotenu. Everybody's going. So Paro is very upset. He says, V'yomer aleihem, Yichen Hashem imachem kasher ha-shalach etchem ve'etapchem, ru'u ki ra'a neged b'neichem. He says, it's not happening. I'm not going to let you out with your children. And then he says, ru'u ki ra'a neged b'neichem, which is understood as, you're bent on doing evil. Right? Ra'a neged b'neichem. You're going to do something bad. Basically, Paro is accusing them of lying, and that they're really going to leave, or they're going to do something bad. But Rashi understands it differently. He quotes the Targum. Says, the Targum just says simply what Paro said, that they were doing something bad. But then Rashi quotes a Midrash. Midrash achad shamati kochav achad yesh shmo ra'a. Amar lehem Paro, ro'ay ani vatsiginu shali, oto kochav ole likratchem b'midbar. V'hu siman dam v'hariga. The Midrash says that Paro said to them, actually, you should just know that I see, according to astrology, that there is a bad kochav, there's a star that's coming out against you, and it's called ra'a. Right? Ra'u ki ra'a neged p'neichem. And it's a siman of blood and death. Ukshechatu yisrael ba'egal u'bikech HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hargam amar Moshe b'tfilato lama yomer mitzrayim le'mor bira'a hotziyam. Moshe, when he saw that Hashem was going to do something bad to Bnei Yisrael after chet ha'egal, Moshe said, no, you're going to cause the mitzrayim to say, oh, you see? Bira'a hotziyam. You took them out during the mazal of ra'a. So of course something terrible happened to them. They're not going to think that it was you. They're going to think it was the astrology. Zoi shamal amru ki ra'a neged p'neichem, miyad v'yinachem Hashem al ha'ra'a v'hafach et adam l'adam mila. Shamal Yehoshua otam. V'zeu shneamar, hayom galoti et charpat Mitzrayim aleichem, shayu omrim lachem dam anu ro'im aleichem b'midbar. So this is in the future when Yehoshua is going to do the Brit Milah with Bnei Yisrael after going to the Midbar. We know that they didn't do any Brit Milah in the Midbar. So they were going to be protected from this ra'a with the dam mila. I saw actually last night the Kli Yakar adds a nice remez to this. As he points out that ki ra'a is the same gematria as orla. Because ki, ra'a is the same letters as orla, just with a lamed, and the ki adds on another 30. So he says the solution, it's true, Paro saw that something bad was going to happen with dam and hariga. But what he really was seeing was the hasarata orla. It was the removal of the orla during Brit Milah. Shavua Tov.